they had hit a rock with their lower unit, so they had lower unit damage, and they were not able to get back to town.
Troopers rescue two stranded boaters from stormy Sullivan Island and raising a toast to Skagway firefighters. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The search for the next Haines Harbor Master is over. Ed Barrett will arrive in Haines this week. He's a candidate who turned down the job offer earlier in the year. Borough Manager Mark Ernest says Barrett was the most qualified and highest-ranked applicant from the first recruitment round, and that he recently took the offer of a $65,000 annual salary after reconsidering. Ernest added that Barrett was also the most qualified candidate among the second round of applicants. Barrett has over 14 years of experience as harbormaster at both Whittier, Alaska, and the Port of Friday Harbor, Washington. He's a member of the Alaska Association of Harbormasters and Port Administrators, also of the Pacific Coast Congress of Harbormasters and Port Managers, where he served as president. Haines-based Alaska State Troopers rescued two stranded boaters in the Lynn Canal late last week. The two men were stuck on Sullivan Island with a disabled skiff and surrounded by stormy seas. Wildlife Trooper Ricky Merritt says the call came in on Thursday night from troopers in Juneau.
Two gentlemen in a smaller boat, approximately a 14-foot open skiff, had went to the south end of Sullivan, and they were planning on doing a camping trip. Two of their friends earlier that day seen them go by in the skiff, but somehow, you know, didn't see them, and they kind of went different directions. The first group came back into town, and by about 7:30, those guys weren't back in yet.
A small boat advisory was in effect at the time, as winds were already blowing 20 to 25 knots, and Merritt says weather was worsening.
At that point, we were trying to figure out if we had enough daylight left to get to the south end of Sullivan, especially, you know, with the wind picking up.
Troopers say they decided to give it a try in their 26-foot skiff. These were the first stranded boaters local troopers have responded to this year. Rescuers left at 7:30 p.m. and by 9 p.m. arrived at the south end of Sullivan.
And at that point, we had not seen any skiffs or any camps set up along that way. At that point, that was roughly right about, it was getting dark, so we need to start heading back.
The marooned boaters, a 66-year-old man from Haines and a 34-year-old man from Moose Pass, were further south on the island. They were uninjured but not prepared to stay for a long period of time, says Merritt.
They did not have water. I don't believe they had a whole lot of food supplies. And they had a tarp that they had set up, but I don't know if they had sufficient camping gear.
Luckily, troopers gave their search a little more time.
We decide to give it about 30 more minutes, and we decide to go around the tip of the southern end of Sullivan Island. And as we got around, we seen smoke from a campfire near Rescue Harbor. So at that point, we were able to get in there, and we could see the two gentlemen. We could see their skiff, and they had hit a rock with their lower unit, so they had lower unit damage. And they were not able to get back to town.
At this point, troopers say the men had spent two nights on the island and were considering a dangerous self-rescue.
The problem is, once folks have been out there for, you know, a fair amount of time, they start trying to think on how they're going to get back to town. And after talking with these folks, they had thought about trying to paddle their boat around the south end of Sullivan Island without the motor. And I'm glad they didn't, because in the weather that we had during that time, I don't think it would have turned out very well.
But the saga continued as the rescue was turning out to be more technical than they thought. The water was rough and winds were blowing from the south. Since the stranded boaters didn't have a radio, the two parties made a plan by yelling back and forth to each other.
And the water was rough and it was blowing from the south, so the way the wind and the waves were coming, we couldn't get to the beach with our boat. So initially we were going to see if they could stay the night and come back the next day to try to get them, but they were out of water. They didn't have any water, and they sounded like they wanted out of there pretty quick. So we had them basically paddle out to us, which was about 25 feet offshore, and we ended up hooking up their boat. And we gave them a ride, and we towed their boat back to Letnikoff Harbor.
The group arrived at Letnikoff at about midnight. Merritt says the men were not charged for the rescue.
Each circumstance is different, but normally we're not going to charge folks, unless somebody was negligent or, they broke the law in some manner. These guys here, they had all the required stuff, so they didn't break the law. They just, I think initially there were some, just bad decisions made with the incoming weather.
Troopers also remind boaters about general boating safety and carrying supplies like updated flares, a sound-making device, a way to communicate, a fire extinguisher, life jackets, and a throwable flotation device.
In this case, it was a small, I believe it was a 16-foot open skiff, so a smaller skiff. And in a case when you're using a smaller skiff, you have to be a little more careful. You need to look at the weather forecast and see what the weather, especially if you're going to travel, fairly long distances. You need to really know what the weather's going to do. And if you look at the weather forecast on the NOAA site and, it's calling for 20, 25 knot wind for the next 3 days, probably not a great idea to, take a smaller skiff out, anywhere, too far away from the harbor.
Also, the importance of staying in one place when lost and staying visible. Troopers found these men because of the smoke from their fire.
Yeah, so, overall, everything worked out good, that's the outcome that we're looking for. If we can find somebody in a reasonable amount of time and get them back before anybody, is injured or hurt or has to spend, any amount of time without the proper tools. That's what we're looking for. And that night, we got lucky. We ended up spotting them, finding them, and got them back to Haines before anything had happened.
Dozens of beer tasters gathered in Skagway last weekend to raise a glass and some money for the local Firefighters Association.
It was called the Aurora Brewialis.
That's Tim Hanna, who helped organize the first ever Aurora Brewialis, alongside his partner Victoria. The idea was to have a community event that was fun and one that benefited a local foundation.
Tom Hall brought the idea to Victoria and I and said that he wanted to do a festival. Notices that there was nothing in August really beyond the state fair, especially here in Skagway, but as Southeast started winding down, thought it would be something that we could not only do an event that was community-based, but had to go towards a good cause as well.
Beer was shipped in from several Alaskan breweries, all by donation.
Not just breweries, but we had a home brewer in as well, bringing his chocolate raspberry to the table. JT, attended out the fire department.
The event was not only a brew fest, it also included music and a craft show for local artists who may not have as much exposure in town.
We had brewers from Anchorage, of course, Juno, and here in town, both of our breweries were represented. We had a live band, Crowd Control, played for us, and Lucas Hager was nice enough to volunteer his time to run the open mic portion from 1 to 3. And inside the restaurant, we have it set up for artist booths. We don't charge for the booths, and they were able to bring out whatever crafty stuff they produce and see if they can sell some of their items.
There was also a special appearance by Matt Hayashida and his racing dogs.
It was a good event. We had Matt Hayashida here. He's a six-time I-Did Rod finisher. And I had some of his puppies around and a few of his dogs running around explaining the race and what he does out here in Skagway.
Hayashida recently came to Skagway to work in tourism alongside a local musher.
He was up on the glacier and came down this year, and he's doing a joint venture with Tom Hall out here at the Klondike Goldfield. Some of his dogs explained to tourists that are coming off the ships about the Iditarod, give him a little idea of his equipment that he needs to use. And it looks like he's going to be here in Skagway for a few years to come.
Some might say a beer and music party is an unlikely way to raise money for firefighters, but not in Skagway.
I don't think that it was really an issue. We had talked about a couple ideas. The fire department brought up some T-shirts, things like that, and we had decided just before the event that we weren't going to do anything like a fire prevention or fire safety booth, things like that, just because you can get a negative connotation with that being linked. I think that the folks really came out just to support the cause, and most people in Southeast enjoy a good brew from time to time. We, of course, had a lot of people coming in just for the crafts portion, which they weren't required to pay admission for that.
The $25 cover raised just under $400 for the Firefighters Association. The group is the charity arm of the Skagway Fire Department. Donations provide for training and gear and contribute to the department's charity drives.
Definitely a good time for all the firefighters. Really came out in force for us, not just in name, but also doing a lot to get the event together and giving volunteer personnel to help us make it a success.
Hannah says they already have breweries across the state and in Yukon committed for next year.
And of course, for next year, we're looking at, first year trial run. We really needed to see what we could do, how logistics would work out, and what we can build off of. So for next year, we're looking at making it a community-wide event, something that folks can come and be able to bring their kids in. If the parents want to have a beer here and there, they're able to do that. But we're looking at throwing in some competitions next year and some fun events, maybe bringing out a dunk tank and a few other items to make it fun for the family. You know, there's a lot of folks that do a lot of great things here in town, but I think the fire department, they do a really great job and keeping us safe when we're not thinking about it. We may not see them all the time, but at least knowing that they're out there and they have the training and equipment that they need to do what they need to do is pretty important to not just myself, but I think the community at large.
I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. KHNS Local News is always online at khns.org.